From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Kansas City Mayor Sly James gave a blistering critique to Missourians who resist stronger gun control. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the Democratic official says his party needs to be more aggressive.
During his speech to the Missouri delegation at the Democratic National Convention, James condemned the Missouri legislature's rejection of gun control. The African-American official wondered aloud if the inaction was linked to race.
The people that are getting shot and killed look like me. And too often, the people doing the shooting and killing look like me. And frankly, I think that that's one of the reasons that there's not a little bit more movement.
James says Missouri's gun control proponents need to go on the political offensive.
Seems that the only thing that legislators absolutely fear sometimes is somebody running against them.
St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay has also pushed unsuccessfully for stricter gun laws. In Philadelphia, I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
A state appeals court has rejected a lawsuit challenging how Missouri obtains the lethal drug used in executions. The Western District of the Missouri Court of Appeals on Tuesday upheld a lower court's decision to dismiss the case. The suit claims the state violates state and federal law by using an illegal prescription to obtain pentobarbital from a compounding pharmacy. Justin Gelfand, the attorney for the plaintiffs, called the ruling disappointing. He stopped short of saying an appeal would be filed, but said all options are being considered. The suit was filed on behalf of four taxpayers. A man accused of shooting a suburban St. Louis police officer, leaving him paralyzed from the neck down, is already jailed on $500,000 bond, but prosecutors want the amount to be even higher. A hearing today on the request to increase the bond amount was postponed until Monday to allow the public defender, representing 31-year-old Antonio Taylor, more time to prepare. Taylor of St. Louis is accused of shooting Baldwin officer Michael Flamian in the neck during a traffic stop earlier this month. He is charged with first-degree assault of a law enforcement officer and other counts. Ed McGee, spokesperson for the St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, says Flamian's severe injuries and Taylor's long criminal record are reasons the bond increase is being sought. The mayor of Kansas City is calling on Missouri Democrats to advocate more forcefully to restrict firearms. Kansas City Mayor Sly James spoke today to Missouri's delegation to the Democratic National Convention. Part of his address focused on how state law made it impossible for cities like his to enact gun control laws. James acknowledged that the GOP-controlled legislature is a big impediment, but he said after his speech that political reality can change if Democrats go on the offensive.
I think it's time for us to start targeting a few key legislators and supporting their opponents in the way that the NRA and other people support them.
A nonprofit legal group has taken the case of a man convicted in the death of a Columbia sports editor. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the Midwest Innocence Project has taken the case of Charles Erickson, who's serving a 25-year sentence for second-degree murder in the 2001 death of Tribune sports editor Kent Heitholt. Erickson's testimony in the case, which he has since claimed was a lie, implicated Ryan Ferguson, who served nearly 10 years behind bars before he was released in 2013. The Kansas City-based organization works to exonerate wrongly convicted people in Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, Iowa, and Nebraska. The Missouri Gaming Commission has adopted temporary rules to implement a new law overseeing daily fantasy sports websites. The law signed by Governor Jay Nixon takes effect on August 28th, but its provisions still have to go through a public comment period before they become permanent next spring. General Counsel Ed Greewatch says the temporary rules will allow fantasy sports sites to legally operate in Missouri during the interim.
You can start legally playing for any company that files this application with us before October 1st. In other words, if somebody files an application on September 14th, on that day you're legal to play with that company.
The temporary rules cover such things as applying for a fantasy sports operator's license, an operator's responsibilities, fees, and records, license suspensions, and list of people banned from playing. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.